Global markets are looking mixed today. US markets are on the up, flirting again with all-time highs. Over in Europe, however, the German and French markets were in negative territory at last check, while the London FTSE was trading in positive territory. The all-share index ended the day up 1.14% to close at 58,947 index points. Resources continued their surge, ending up just over 2%. Financials closed up 0.82% and industrials rose by 0.78%. Gold mining counters, however, were down. They were down nearly 3%, but the gold price is firmer, trading around $1,833 an ounce. Brent crude oil wants to flirt with the $50 a barrel mark. Currently, though, it's trading at around $48.40 a barrel. The local currency is looking firmer, trading around 15.19 against the US dollar, 18.49 versus the euro, and is slightly weaker against the British pound, trading at 20.48. Well, to take us through the markets, I'm joined on the line by Preston Narinsamy. He's a portfolio manager at Nedbank Private Wealth. Thank you so much for joining us, Preston. Now, US markets keep pushing higher and higher, but I do see that Morgan Stanley has come out with a caution saying that stocks have been overbought and that a correction may well be due. Your thoughts?
Yeah, good evening, Nompu, to you and your listeners. It's really good to be on the line. Yeah, I guess, you know, I would agree with their sentiments and thoughts. You know, U.S. markets are at all-time highs, Nompu, and, you know, just from, you know, if you compare the valuations, Nompu, of just emerging markets in general versus developed markets, and in particular the U.S. market, you can really see, you know, the PEs are very elevated for these stock markets. So, you know, we favor emerging markets. And, you know, Nompu, if you go one level, you know, deeper into emerging markets, and if you actually look at South Africa, you know, our, you know, PEs that you can pick up, you know, certain indices on our local market, they're extremely attractive. So really good value in our local market, Nompu.
Yeah. And just for the benefit of listeners who are thinking, what's he talking about, PE? Just explain what you mean when you talk about PEs.
Yeah. So it's a very simple concept to the listeners. It's essentially the price that one pays for a particular share divided by the annual earnings that that share actually produces. So, Nombo, just to like quickly break it down, if a stock has a PE of 4 or 5, that means that, you know, if you pay a specific price, it will take you 4 or 5 years to make your initial investment back on that underlying company. So that's essentially, it's a way to get a sense of, you know, how much am I paying for a specific revenue stream or earnings that a specific company actually distributes in a given year.
Yeah. And of course, that's not the only thing that you would look at when you want to invest in something. The P is a gauge, but you need to look at other factors.
Yeah, there's a few other factors, Nobu. So I think you start big picture, you'd look at, you know, the sectors, the industry, the economy in which they operate. And, you know, you'd look at, you know, the level of dividends that a specific company pays. And, you know, then obviously you'd delve all the way down. And, you know, the PE is basically one of the last factors you'd look at, which is essentially, you know, am I paying, you know, an appropriate price for the specific company after you've gone through all of those bigger picture details.
Yeah. Now, the fiscal stimulus of some $900 billion looks like it's likely. It looks as though the Democrats and the Republicans largely support it. And that's to get, you know, the real economy going, at least for the next few months, because we do see that the job claims have been going up and things are getting a bit hairy, what with the coronavirus cases picking up in the United States. How much is that that factor feeding through the markets right now?
Yeah, it's feeding through properly, Nompu. So, you know, it looks like markets are literally, you know, they're not really looking at deaths and hospitalization, especially in the U.S. That's been climbing, you know, a lot lately, especially today. And markets are really just focused on stimulus. And it really looks like this bipartisan deal is you know, underway. And I guess if you just look at markets, if you look at gold as an example, Nompu, if you look at the last 3 days, you know, gold reached, I think, you know, $1,750, and now it's, you know, at, you know, 1,830 or
yes.
So it's around those levels. So you can just see the market is pricing in further stimulus because, you know, if we have further stimulus that comes to the market, debasing of currencies, and, you know, that, you know, sends, you know, puts a lot of demand for gold, and we're seeing it reflecting in the last 3 days in the gold price.
Yeah, you talk about the debasing of currencies. Does that explain why we're seeing the US dollar on a weaker trend right now, which of course is beneficial for emerging market currencies like the South African rand?
Yes, that's exactly it, Nompu. So, I mean, the more money that you print, obviously the underlying currency that you're printing, it loses its value, essentially. Hence, you're seeing, you know, a lot of investors moving into resources, commodities, gold, silver, and the like. So that's essentially, you know, the debasing of currency. And you mentioned, Nompu, even if you look at the gold index, it's at, you know, very low levels. It's looking at the early 2018 levels. So this is very positive for emerging markets. And even if you look at, you know, the dollar index, Nompu, looking at its 200-day moving average, you can see that, you know, it looks like it's a little bit oversold. But yeah, I mean, with more stimulus coming to the market, we can continue to expect this trend, at least over the short term.
Yeah. OPEC and its oil partners, I guess like Russia, are meeting today, and it does seem as though they want to cut output to keep the oil price elevated. Do you think that's going to work? I mean, how do you see the fundamentals of supply and demand right now?
Yeah, Nompu, you know, when it comes to these negotiations, it's so hard. You know, you'll have one expectation going into the meeting, and then it comes out, you know, totally different to what you'd expect. But yeah, essentially, you're on point there, Nompu. Just some of the producers are questioning the need to tighten oil policy, essentially. So, you know, Nompu, I don't have a specific view. I'm just waiting for the meeting today. But my sense, based on the commentary that I've read, is that, you know, the focus is going to be on a gradual tapering of output, essentially.
And then Sasol, of course, it's directly related to the oil price, but it's been ticking up the share price. But I suppose that's more a factor of some of the changes that Sasol's making rather than the oil price. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of the two, Nompu. So, I mean, the oil price is probably the bigger factor, but I mean, they've made some good changes. And I think the market, you know, Nompu, there's this, you know, I mean, the market kind of feared this huge, essentially rights issue that we'd have sometime next year. And, you know, it's quite big. It's a $2 billion rights issue that, you know, is kind of on the cards. So, Nompu, I think the market's getting a little bit excited because we're definitely not going to see a rights issue of that magnitude. So with the oil price improving, with some of the good decisions being made by the management team, the market really looking through and saying, okay, this rights issue is not going to be $2 billion. So hence they're getting rewarded for that and we're seeing it in the share price.
Would you buy?
Definitely not, Nompu. I mean, I'd like to see more clarity, a sustained, a clear output where there's a proper light at the end of the tunnel. I think there's still too much of uncertainty, you know, especially around the vaccine and COVID. There's still so many layers, Nompu. I mean, the vaccine needs to be distributed. We don't even know, you know, if one specific individual could take the vaccine and, you know, react negatively to it, and then markets will, you know, go on a downward spiral after
that.
So I'm not all that convinced, Nompu. I need to see a more sustained level of recovery. A little bit more cleaning up, in terms of, you know, the U.S. investment. And, yeah, just a sustained level of, the oil price being at a sustained high level for me to get a little bit more excited.
And then Alexander Forbes, they were out with their half year results. It does get a little bit confusing. On the one hand, they say that headline earnings per share from continuing operations rose by 6%. And then on the other, when you take into account their discontinued operations, their headline earnings per share fell by 41%. But anyway, much of a muchness. What did you think about their report to the market today?
Yeah, I think, you know, Nompu, the market didn't really like that, you know, the report all that much. The share price was down around 4%, but, you know, I guess with that, liquidity was quite thin. So I think it was just 2 million rand or so that was traded on the day. Mm. But for me, Nompu, this set of results really showed the on-the-ground type of pressure that we're seeing in the economy. So, their retrenchments were up. They had, you know, around 3 billion rand drop in contribution from members. And, you know, a lot of contribution holidays. So, a little bit of a concerning thing for me is the fact that, you know, they've mentioned that, you know, there's going to be a lot more pressure in the year to come. So, it gives us a sense that the longer term impacts of COVID and the on the ground economic fundamental pressures happening on the ground, we're still going to see the effects of that, Nompu, filter into our labor market, into delinquencies, into bankruptcies and the likes. And that's where, you know, I'm still a little bit cautious and a little bit concerned from that perspective.
Yeah. And then one last thing before I let you go. The president is speaking to us. Obviously, we're at that stage again. We need to curb the spread of the virus. We need to take care of the economy. What are you hoping he's going to say?
Yeah, I think, Nobu, you know, just based on markets, I mean, the expectation is that, you know, we're going to see tighter restrictions going into the festive period. And, you know, we're going to see measures when it comes to alcohol and gatherings, you know, to put some limits on that. But I really get the sense that, you know, markets are looking through that. And it just looks as if, you know, markets are being more driven by global factors rather than, you know, our local factors
yeah.
here. And, so I guess we just got to see what comes out. And, just to put just some numbers on our local market, you know, South African listed stocks are still really cheap, Nobu. So I see minimal downside, you know, based on whatever comes out from the president's speech later. I don't really think it will have an impact on our local market.
I hear you. Thank you so much, Preston, for your time. That was Preston Nalinsami. He's a portfolio manager at Nedbank Private Wealth.